it's costing the townspeople a lot of money to put in this new system. Mm-hmm. In fact, our water has doubled and our water bill. And they seem to blame a couple of fellas that have come into town that have retired for this because they're on this board on the water and the water system. Okay, come on. Don't squeeze it. But actually all these people are trying to do is help. But two, we feel that they're kind of snobbish about it and they look down on us because this is our way of life.
I guess the income level for most of the people...
We're considered poverty stricken. In fact, the Peace Corps was sent here to try to help.
Are you kidding?
No.
Mama, she won't let me go in there.
Open the door and let her in.
He's not coming in with a hamster. She ain't playing school with that hamster.
Janice, if you want to play with the hamster, you go in your room. If you want to put him up, you can go in the room. I don't mean in the sense when I say poverty stricken. They've taken the people as a whole and on an average of what their income is. Now, a fisherman on an average doesn't clear more than $3,000 or $4,000 a year. But that's what they clear. Now they their food and their expenses and things are already taken out of that. So actually they make more money. Mm-hmm. But they put it back into their boat and back into gas that it takes to go out every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, upkeep and things like that. But no, there aren't many people except the people that work out of town. And mostly construction that do make an awful lot of money, too.
Would
Terry,
for someone to be a moderately wealthy person, say to make $10,000 to $15,000 a year, they would have to be working in Gainesville.
No, not necessarily. Now we have restaurant owners here. We have but the people of Cedar Key does not support this restaurant business.
Right?
Yes, he makes. I would consider that much money that you just mentioned more, maybe. But that, and too, now the service stations have always been owned by my husband's people, mm-hmm. Rogers, and they've always made quite a bit of money because fishermen, out-of-towners, tourists, and people that come on the rest and say, they've done pretty well, but as far as